Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Arguably, it's the state's biggest farm city event of the year. The State Fair celebrates its 110th birthday this Thursday, the 14th through the 24th, and Amanda Stormont has been watching it a few years. She feels most visitors are not farm folks, but still, it's animals first.
I love going through the West Wing and seeing everything from rabbits and pigeons to the cattle, to the sheep, whatever animal you can conjure up, that's what they want to come to see.
Chief of Staff for the State Fair Board, Stormont says visitors enjoy viewing competitive entries from quilts to photography. New among the free educational exhibits this year is Pioneer Village.
The story of Kentucky's history, when we first began in the 1790s, what it looked like to live in a cabin, what it looked like to work the land, and the different kinds of foods that we grew.
And speaking of different and foods, not for the faint of heart, State Fair Fare will include the deep-fried hot brown on a stick.
If you're familiar with the hot brown, you know it's wonderful turkey, bacon, tomato, and a lovely Mornay sauce. And of course, like all things at the fair, it's deep-fried and on a stick. And it goes right along with the deep-fried derby pie.
More mainstream will be the food at the old commodity tent, where farmer groups serve up everything from ears of sweet corn to those butterfly pork chop sandwiches. We'll be right back.
I couldn't get work opportunities without a high school diploma.
And I said, it's time for me to go back to school, get my GED, and further my education.
It was a feeling that I cannot explain. Once I received that GED, I decided to keep going to college and do something.
My son and I, we are stable. I pay the bills. I'm able to do all that because I got the GED.
Kentucky Adult Education. Your future starts here. For a limited time in Kentucky, $10 GED testing per subject area is available. Contact your local adult education center for more information. This ad sponsored by Kentucky Adult Education.
The Kentucky State Fair Board's Amanda Stormont says the State Fair is a nice economic boost for more than just Louisville.
It's about $16 million. We have, as you can imagine, most who come to the fair are Kentuckians. We have some from out of state, just right across the river in Louisville, who come from Indiana. We have a lot of international visitors, though, who come to the World's Championship Horse Show. That accounts for a lot of our out-of-town guests. So $16 million a year is what the fair means to not just the economy of this community, but of the entire Commonwealth.
She says extreme heat or rain may impact attendance, but for those who make it, they can stay comfortable.
Everything that's in the buildings has great air conditioning, and it's always comfortable at the Kentucky State Fair.
Get details on admission and schedules online at kystatefair.org. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.